Oh no, yeah, there's no wrench in the gears here. It's something we've anticipated, or at least I've anticipated. We had it happen with another member earlier in the year, so it was, you know, it's on my radar of things that can happen, and that's why we like the unit numbers and using that as a number, kind of like a DMR ID. It's something that's given to you, it never changes, and that's mainly how we're going to keep track of you. So there's no worries. You guys are totally expected to, you know, continue your education after you get into Macomb ARPSC and get general and extra and have your licenses changed. It's not, it's something that we have to, you know, be able to accommodate. There's just a little bit of like future proofing that we're trying to think of and you know, handle, so that that's able to be done painlessly from our side. So you should not feel at all sorry. You should be excited about it, and I'm glad to hear it, and that's awesome. And as long as we update it in our roster, which we technically kind of have two rosters right now, we have an Excel one, and then we also have the website one. I guess we kind of have three rosters right now. But as long as we update that call sign in the roster that our net log is pulling from, and I hope to get that updated to pull from the website's roster this weekend. So as long as we do that, then your call sign should pull in just fine, and there's really no hiccups. I just like to ramble and, you know, explore how far down the rabbit hole, you know, things like that affect. At the end of the day, it should be totally fine and no worries.